Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Tzadi on page Reish Nun Ches, the page following, page 514. Simen Shin Tzadi is Mavui Shetzido Echad Einu Yehudi Vetzido Echad Yisrael. One side of the Mavui is a Goy and one side of the Mavui is the Yisrael. It's very important to look over at picture number one. It describes the sif exactly. So Mavui Shetzido Echad Einu Yehudi, if you look in diagram one, you see on the right side of the Mavui there is a chatzer of a Goy or of Goyim. Vitzido Echad Yisrael, on the other side of the Mavui, in the back side, there is a chatzer of a Yisrael. Ubayis shall Yisrael acher etzlo. And then there's a house, which we'll see really means a chatzer, of another Yisrael that's next to that chatzer. Pasuach l'risha sarabim. But the one closest to us in the picture is not open to the Mavui, it's only open to risha sarabim. V'lola Mavui. So again, you have in the picture, you have a chatzer of a Nachri on one side, a chatzer of Yisrael on the other side, and that's adjacent to another chatzer of Yisrael, but the second chatzer of the Yisrael does not open to the Mavui like the first one does, rather it opens to the Rosh HaSarabim, the Chalon Beino Lebein Yisrael Hadar B'Mavui. And there is a window separating the two chatzeros of the Yisraelim on this left side of the Mavui. Eino yochol la'orev derech ha'chalon shebeneihem. These two chateros of the Yisrael, they cannot join together in an erev through that window that's between them. Lahotzi kelav la'mavui derech beis Yisrael shcheinu apasuach la'mavui. So let's say Yisrael in the chatzer that's close to the Rosh HaSarabim wants to make an erev with the Yisrael that opens the Mavui to carry kelav from his house into his chatzer, to his friend's chatzer through the window into the Mavui, that is not allowed. That Eruv will not allow Yisrael closest to Rosh Rabim to carry to the Mavui by means of going into the chatzer of the Yisrael that is behind him. And we'll see exactly why that is. But continues the Mechaber, Aval in Pesach b'nei Mutter. But if it's not a window separating them, rather it's a doorway, that would be Mutter. V'yesh mi she'oser ap Pesach pasorach b'neihem. Some say, even if there's a doorway there, it's going to be Aser. So let's see exactly what the problem is over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkotan Aleph, Tzido Echad Yisrael. One side of the Mavui is a chatzer of Yisrael, that's the back one in our diagram. Umari she'ein kan elo chatzer echad shal Yisrael apasorach l'mavui. We're discussing in a case, and this is a very important point, as we'll see, there is only one chatzer of Yisraelim that opens to the Mavui. So there's one chatzer of Yisraelim opens to the Mavui. There's another chatzer of Yisraelim adjacent to that one that does not open to the Mavui, but instead opens to the Rosh Rabim. There's a window between them. Sifkatan Beis. Ubayis shal Yisrael acher rotzalomer chatzer. The Mechaber says there's a house of another Yisrael. What it really means to say, like in the diagram, is there's another chatzer of Yisraelim adjacent to this chatzer. But this second chatzer of the Yisraelim opens to Rosh HaSarabim v'lo la'mavui, Sifkat and Gimel. The ilu hoya gam chatzer asheni pasuach la'mavui, if the second chatzer of the Yisraelim also opens to the Mavui, se'im kein, if so, hare yesh kan shtei chatzeros she Yisraelim, we have two chatzeros of Yisraelim, one chatzer of a goy, that all open up into a Mavui, v'tzrichim liskor ha'mavui mena'akum u'lashatev beinam. Then you'd have to do schiras rishus on the Goy, and you have to make a shituf between the two Yisraelim. So we're discussing a case where that's not applicable. There's only one Chatzer Yisrael that opens to the Mavui, and as we've seen many times, when there's one Yisrael living with the Goy, then there's no problem with Schiras Rishus, because we assume you're gonna leave Schiras Rishus only when there's two Yisraelim. So again, the Mishnah Berurah is clarifying that if there would be two Chatzeros of the Yisraelim that are open to the Mavui, you would have to do Schiras Rishus on the Goy, and there would have to be a Shita between the Yisraelim, but that's not our case. Our case is where there's only one Chatzer of the Yisraelim that opens to the Mavui, another Chatzer is adjacent to that Chatzer with a window between them, but it does not open to the Mavui. So they want to make an Erev Derech Halon Sif Katan Dalid. Rotzalomar Shiyaarvu Al Smach Shiyesh Halon Pasua Benehim. What it means to say is they want to make an Erev together, and that they're allowed to because they can rely on the fact that they have an opening between them, whether it's a doorway or in this case a window, that's going to be okay. Lahotzi Kela L'Mavui. What the person in the Chatzer of the Yisraelim closest to the Rosh Hashanah wants to do is he wants to make an Erev with the back Chatzer of the Yisraelim that opens to the Mavui to get his Kalim from his house through his chatzer, to the other chatzer, into the Mavui. So that's what he's trying to do. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatan Hei, V'afal gav de'ein kan elochad Yisrael. Shechatzera Pasochem Bavui, even though in the case that we set up, there's only one Chatzir Yisrael that opens to the Mavui, Mikol Mokom Osru Chachomim Lazel Letaltel Derech Chatzera Shechavera Afil Aide Eruv. Chazal said, even though they make an Eruv together, which should be 100% fine, this Yisrael can't carry to the other Yisrael's Rishus in order to get to the Mavui. Kidei Shelo Yismo Chai Yisrael Olov. We don't want the Yisrael that opens to the Mavui to be reliant on his friend, the other Chatzir Yisrael next door, Sheyotzi V'nichnas Tadir Alidei Eruvu, that he's going to be carrying back and forth between the two Chatziris Yisrael because of the Eruv, and that will cause V'yishayir Lodur Kan Yechidi. That's going to cause the Yisrael that has the opening into the Mavui to be living in the Mavui by himself, V'mekom Akum, in the place of a Goy, V'yilmod Mimaisav, and he's going to learn from his actions. Again, the whole problem that we have with a Jew together with a Goy, either in a Chatzar or in a Mavui, is we don't want the Jew to be living with the Goy and learn from his actions. So therefore we put certain requirements. So over here, it's going to be so easy for the Yisrael that opens into the Mavui to dwell with the Goy because he's not afraid, because he has a buddy next door that has an Erev with him, so then he's going to be living with the Goy and he's going to be learning from the Goy. Normally, Yisrael who's by himself with the Goy is afraid of the Goy. But if he has a friend that has an Erev through the window between them, he gets very comfortable over there. He's not afraid of the Goy. We want to avoid that. And therefore, Chazal said that he cannot carry from his house into his friend's house to the Chatzar to get to the Mavui. But the first sheet in the Mechaber said, if it wasn't a window, but rather it was a doorway, so then it would be Mutter. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Vav, the Belav Ha'erev Gam Kein Lo Mistafi Ha'Yisrael Lo Dur Kan. Because then even without the Erev, this Yisrael is not afraid to be living with the Goy. The Kaven Sheish Pesach Gomer, since it's an actual doorway between him and the other Yisraelim, Matsui B'chol Esu B'chol Shah, it's common at all times, at all hours, Sheikones Hai Yisrael Chavero, that his friend is coming over, there's a doorway. So he's always there. So even if we put limitations on the Erev, it's not going to change anything. He's comfortable living there. There Ulahachi Lo Gazru, therefore Chazal did not make the Gzeira according to the Shita when there is a doorway. All this is discussing, obviously, when the Mavui is fixed up properly with either a Lechi or a Korah or Tzuras HaPesach. That's also Shach over here. Kihu Inyan Echad. If this Sif sounds familiar, we had an identical Sif earlier in Simon Shin Pei Beis, Rak Bisham Kosava Mechaber Din Zel Inyan Chatzer. There we discussed it with two houses attached to each other, Klapi a Chatzer, Vikan Kosu Inyan Mavui. There we were discussing two houses, Klapi a Chatzer. Here we're discussing the same exact inn with two Chatzeros, Klapi a Mavui. As we know, Eshituf Mavuos is the same thing as Erev Chatzeros, but instead of joining together the house of the Chatzer, you join together the Chatzeros of the Mavui. So this halacha of avoiding having one Jew and one Goy was discussed earlier. This is an identical Sif, but Lagabi a Mavui instead of Lagabi a Chatzer. Says the Mechaber Sif Beis, Mavui Shetzido Echad Eino Yehudi. Again, a similar case. We'll see it's a little bit different. But there's a Mavui that one side is Goyim. Vitzido Echad Yisraelim, and the other side is Yisraelim. V'hayu Chalonos Psuchos Mechatzero L'chatzer Shal Yisrael. And all the courtyards on one side of the Mavui have openings of windows between the different chatzeros of the Yisraelim. The Erevu Kulam Derachalonos. All the Yisraelim living in their adjacent chatzeros, they all made one big Erev together, connecting themselves through their windows. So Afal Pisha Nasu Ka'anshe Bayis Echad, even though that Erev makes them like they're in one house, Umutarim Lahutzi Ulahachnis Derachalonos, they're allowed to carry freely back and forth between the Chatzeros through the windows. Hare Elu Asurim Lahishtamish V'mavui. But they are all not allowed to carry in the Mavui Derach Psachim through their doorways that go to the Mavui. Ache Yiskuru Minha Enu Yehudi. Till I do Schiras Rishus on the Goy. So basically, we have a bunch of Chatzeros of Yisraelim on one side that have openings into the Mavui. They also have windows that connect to each other. On the other side of the Mavui, there's a Chatzar of Goyim. So we don't say that we view all the Chatzeros of the Yisrael that made an Erev together because of the windows between them. That's like one house or one Chatzar of Yisraelim and one Chatzar of a Goy In which case, you don't need Tzchiras Rishos. We don't say that. We don't view them, Lagabe, this Nakuda, as one house, and it's considered a bunch of Yisraelim living with Goyim, and therefore they must do Tzchiras Rishos. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin, Vitzido Echad Yisraelim, one side of the Mavui is Yudin, Vechatzreyim Psuchin Lamavui. All of their Chatzeros are opened up into the Mavui. Sekatun Ches, they made an air of themselves, Derech Halonos, Vekol Shekinim Hayu Psachim, and they have certainly if they had doorways between the Chatzeros, the Mahani Ha'eruv, the Eruv would help. Sekatun Tes, Derech Psachim, they're not allowed to go and carry through the Psachim, Hapsuchim Lamavui, that are open to the Mavui, until they do Schirash Rishus. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sekatun Yud Achi Yisgeru, the Ein Eruv Moel Lasosim Kiyachid Bimkom Akum. The Eruv, although allows them to carry from Chatzar to Chatzar on the Yisraelim side, it does not make them considered like one yachid in the place of the goy that would allow them to live there without Schirash Rishus and use the Mavui. Klape the goy, they're considered separate Rishios and they must do Schirash Rishus. Kedisa L'el B'Simin Shin Pei Beis Sif Chof, like we learned earlier in Shin Pei Beis. That concludes Simin Shin Tzadi, and now we're going to begin Simin Shin Tzadi Aleph. Din Bitl Rishus La'osan Shech Shachachu La'arev. So the same way we learned earlier, when you have a Eruv Chatzeros and one house did not contribute to the Eruv, so he can be Mavatel's Rishus. So now we're going to discuss a sheet of Mavuos, a bunch of Chatzeros joining together, and one Chatzer did not contribute, so they can also do Schiras Rishus. Same idea that we discussed Lagabi and Eruv of a Chatzer, we're going to discuss Lagabi the sheet of a Mavui. So says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Kichol Mishpete Bitul, the same laws of Bitul Rishus. Lemisha shachach velo erev bechatzero. Lagabe, a person who forgot to contribute to the erev in the chatzer, kenu b'mavui. The same din applies by the chatzeros of the mavui. Meaning, shem shachacha chatzer achas velo nishtatva. One chatzer forgot and they did not contribute to the shituf. Mivateles reshusa l'shar b'nei hamavui. That one chatzer that did not contribute can be mivatel reshus to all the other members of the mavui. O heim la, or all the other chatzeros, kimavata their reshuyos to this one chatzer that did not contribute. Afal pishem rabin, the chiddush here is even though this chatzer that did not contribute to the shituf is a bunch of people, so it's a rabin, and normally you can't be mavatli reshuyos to different people. In this case, shebenei a chatzer gabe mavui chashuvim ki yachad b'chatzer. Since it's all a group of people in a chatzer, lagabi a mavui, that's like one bias. They're all considered in their chatzer like one bias klapi a chatzer, and therefore the other chatzeros can be mevatel rishus to this one chatzer, even though there are many individuals living in this chatzer. That's point number one of the mechaber. Point number two, ukechol mishmetei Yisrael b'chatzer heino Yehudi. Also, the same way that we have laws of a Yisrael and a chatzer with a goy, kein hu b'mavui. The same thing is true if there's a chatzer of Yisraelim together with a chatzer of goyim. O be'ir, or if it's in a city, she'ein aser letaltal b'mavui o be'ir amukafes choma. It is not aser to carry in the mavui or in the ear that's surrounded by a wall. Ad she'yihu shtei chatzeros shabate Yisrael be'ir. Until there are two courtyards of Yisraelim together with the goy. Ava chatzer achasloth. There's only one chatzer of the Yisrael. Then it's not a problem. Even though there are many houses of the Israel into that chatzer, but there's one chatzer Yisrael with the goyim, it's not a problem. That's only assuming that the city is surrounded by a wall for dwelling purposes. Ustam ayaros hei mukafos adira. A stam city is considered surrounded by a wall for dwelling purposes. Ustam mivtzarim. But a stam fortress, einam mukafos adira, that's not considered surrounded for dwelling purposes. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now beginning at Sefkatan Aleph. So the first point was one who forgot to contribute to a shituf. A chatzer that forgot to contribute to a shituf is like a bias that forgot to contribute to an eruv. You could do schiras rishus. Sifkatan aleph hamavur b'simin shin pei b'shin pei aleph. Sifkatan beis. So the larger group of chatzeros can be mevatel the rishus to this one chatzer, even though the one chatzer has a lot of people there. Aheim lo koi. This point is going on the group, the heim, that had been mevatel rishus lo to the one chatzer that forgot to contribute. V'rotzalomer and mitzah say, v'kayim alon b'simin shin pei, we pass him in shin pei, de'ein mevatel rishus l'shne anoshim. You can't be mevatel rishus to two separate people, shalo ervu, that didn't make an error together, mipnei shehem osrim zel zel. says, since they asr on each other, you can't be mevatel your rishus to them because it's just going to be asr. The imkein lechore gam hocha, and if so, lechore should be the same thing over here. Hare yesh rabin b'chotzer. There are many members of this chotzer, velo nishtatvu b'mavui, and they didn't contribute to the shittiv of the mavui. Therefore, you would think that the other chatzeros cannot be mevatel the rishus to all these individuals in the chatzir. So, eich yichol mevatel lehem. How could they mevatel to this chatzir that has many individuals? Kamash v'lon, the chiddush of the mechaber is, kevan the alkoponim also erev chatzeros yachad. Since this chatzir, although it has a lot of individuals, they made their own erev chatzeros, kiyochid chashivi. The whole chatzir is considered like one person, and you're not being mevatel your rishus to individuals, you're being mevatel your rishus to one chatzir. And that's considered like to one person. Sivkotan gimel, it's ki yachid v'chatzer. It's like one person in the chatzer. Upashit habitu lo yoil rak lezeh chatzer shebitlu l'gabhei. When you are mevatel rishus to one chatzer, it only helps that one chatzer that you mevatel to them. Duhu yiyem mutter lehotzi mechatzer lemavui. They're the ones that are going to be allowed to carry from their chatzer to the mavui. Aval sha'ari chatzeros asurim lehotzi mechatzer lemavui. With other chatzeros will not be allowed to carry from their chatzeros to the mavui. Ukein mashakosav el simin shin pei sevdal, like we saw earlier in simin shin pei. Vafilu bitlu lo gam rishus beisam vechatzerim. Even if the other chatzeros mevatel not only the rishus in the mavui, but also their rishus in the chatzer and their bias, afilu bitlu gam rishus beisam vechatzerim, gam kein nira de lo mahani lahotzi mechatzerim lemavui. It's still not going to help for them to be allowed to carry from the chatzer to the mavui. The rabim lagabi yochid lo nasu korachim. A rabim to a yochid as real, they're not considered like guests. So since you're mevatel your rishus to one chatzer, that one chatzer is like a yachid. Everyone else that's there cannot be considered like guests, and therefore they can't carry from their batim or their chatzeros to the mavui. V'afilu im nomer le'inyan zed de b'nei chatzer chashivi kirabim. Even if you want to say l'gabi this nekuda, maybe we can view the members of this one chatzer who are like one. Maybe we can view them as a rabim to try to get a kula. But it still won't help, because hamavur sham the rabim lagabi rabim gam kilo nasu korachim. Even if it's a rabim that you're being mevatel to, still a rabim to a rabim is never considered orachim. Now we go to the second point of the mechaber. Like all the laws of a Yisrael living with a goy, when it comes to houses and a chutzer, is going to be the same thing lagabi chatzeros and a mavui. Sivkot and dalit. Rotalomar shemavur bereishim in shimpei beis the ein anochri oser atchiu shnei bate Yisrael b'chatzer. A goy living in a chatzer with Yisraelim will only aser if there are two houses of Yisraelim together with the goy. So kein hu b'mavui, same thing by the mavui she'ein aser lahotzi mi'achatzer l'mavui. It will not be aser to carry from the chatzer to the mavui. Shu mesukan belechi v'kora, which is fixed up properly with a lechi or kora, atchiu shnei chatzerus shei Yisraelim b'mavui. Until there are two Yisraelim, two chatzerus of Yisraelim, and one chatzer of a goy, then it's going to be aser. Sevkotan hey, this is whether it's a mavui or it's an ear. Hainu amukef eschoma, a city that is surrounded by a wall. De'ein atzricha otikun, if it has a wall around it, it obviously doesn't need any other kind of tikkun of alechi or korah or tzuras ha-pesach ukel al-kameh, like we'll see later. The e lo haya mukav choma, if the city did not have a wall around it, bechlal karmelisi, it would have a din of a karmelis, kozman she'ena mesukenes b'lechi v'korah, so long that it wasn't fixed up with alechi or korah on each mavui, that would be considered like a karmelis and it would be usher to carry them no matter what. Sevkotan vov ad she'yehei shtei chatzeros. The guy is going to only ask her if there are two chatzeros of the Israelim. The oz osrim ze al ze lahotzi kleabayas lamavui. If there are two chatzeros of the Israelim, they ask her on each other from carrying their kalim of the houses into the mavui. Kozman shalom nishtatvu biyachad, so long they didn't make a shita together. Ubazeh akum gamkin osra lehem. In such a case where they ask her on each other, so then the guy also asks on both of them. Shalo yoil shitufan aji iskrim in rishus, so that it will not help the shita mavus until they rent out his rishus in the mavui. Ba mavui. Sevkotan zayin afilu im harbe. Even if there's one chatzer, it's fine with the goy. You don't need any schiras rishus. But that's even if there are many individuals living in that one chatzer. The lagabe mavui, because klape the mavui kol bnei achatzer chashuvin kachada. All the members of the chatzer are considered like one. Sevkotan ches. It has to be that it's surrounded by a wall in the city, Ladira, the im lo kain, because if it wasn't surrounded for living purposes, belav hochi osur, anyone would be osur, imhi yosur, mi beis asayim, it's more than beis asayim. Tuhu bechlal karfef, muvur leel besim in shinuches, because then it would be like a karfef, and it would be off limits, it would be considered like a Carmelist. Sivkotan test, Stam Ayoros, we are considered Mukavis Ladira. The Stam Ayoros, Bonin, Batim, Tchila, normal city, you build houses first. The Acharkach, Makifin, Chomas, Savivam, then you build a wall around the houses, Latsarach, Abatim. For the purposes of the houses, Umikriya, Idei, Zemukav Ladira, that's considered building a wall for dwelling purposes because the houses were there already. Masha'in came, Mivtsarim, which is not the case by a Mivtsar, by a fortress. Shanukoran, Shlas, Renasel, Isham, if they are doing it to protect yourself from the Goyim, so there the Ikar is the wall. Mukav Tchila B'chom, first you put up the wall. The Acharkach, Bone and Bat and Besocho, then you put houses afterwards. That's considered not Hukav Adira, and that would not be considered a Rishus HaYachid, and that would be a problem. We'll stop there. Continue with the rest of Sif Aleph and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.